One of our favorites every year, probably our favorite, I would have to say, is Tate joining us in studio. Tate, you look great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good.
Good. Good. You look fantastic. You're growing up just great.
Thanks.
You're wearing your Ellen sweatshirt, too.
It's not a sweatshirt. It's a jacket.
A jacket. Okay. It's your
hoodie.
Get it
right, Neil.
Sorry.
It's everything.
Tate, how you feeling, Tate?
I'm feeling better.
Yeah.
Good. You know what I love about you, Tate?
What?
You walk in, you just own the place. I love that. You just step right up to the mic. If there were headphones, you'd have the headphones on.
Right.
It's good.
Yeah. But at school, I learn a lot of stuff.
At school, you're learning lots of stuff. That's
yeah.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
Well, let's talk to Mom for just a moment. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right. Tell us how Tate's doing. We were just going over how many open heart surgeries he's had?
Nine
in 13 years.
Yeah, nine, not counting heart transplant. So that's nine prior to transplant.
Yeah, that is, how's that been? And how's he doing right now?
Tate is tough. We are now in the difficult process of keeping rejection at bay with our new heart, which has been really tough. So we are struggling with that, but it will work out one way or another. I think we've gotten pretty attached to what it's like to be a normal kid and normal life and go to school and stay home and, you know, not have doctor's appointments. And now we're getting to experience, oh, okay, we get to go back to, you know, innocence life before. It's just a different view and a different look of it, you know. I'm extremely attached to it because this gift, like, you know, gave me my child's life. So one day at a time. What do we say every morning?
Just keep swimming.
That's what we do every day.
just keep swimming.
Yep. Sometimes we float. Mom floats a little bit because she gets tired, but for the most part, yeah, you know, so that's what we do.
Yeah.
And my new car.
So, tell him who do you see down at the hospital? Who do you go see?
I see
Dr. Lal.
Dr. Lal.
And they're gonna do what with your heart? What are we doing? You remember?
No.
You're checking it. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Is Dr. Lowe the cardiologist then?
So he's my transplant cardiologist.
Oh,
huh?
He's my transplant cardiologist.
He's your favorite.
Yeah.
He's my favorite.
That's good.
So what do Tate's visits look like now? Is it typically outpatient? He goes down for the day. They run tests.
That depends on blood work. Mm-hmm. That depends on blood work. We can go. We always pack because if I don't pack, we end up staying for like 3 weeks. And if I do pack, it might just be the visit there and then back or an overnight. So he's starting something called IVIG treatments. So basically we are attacking the donor antibodies because his body has finally figured out this heart is not mine. So in the normal process of things, the anti-rejection medications make it so, hey, this is ours, we get to keep it. And we've kind of hit the point that now his body's going, no, it's not. And so we're trying to wipe the immune system and basically start over. So then the body's like, oh, okay, hey, this is my heart, and we can prolong that. So our visits include lots of blood work and echo, heart catheterization, heart biopsies. I mean, it's a day. That's what it is.
You know, in addition to Tate, I've got another very good friend, and his daughter had a heart transplant a few years ago. And I've talked to him about this rejection issue that they have. And it is a dance that you have to play with the medications and to try and find the exact sweet spot for it.
Exactly. So it's like 36 pills three times a day. If they need more, then it becomes 40, you know, 48 pills three times a day. I mean, these meds that these kids take are what?
So,
meds in the morning, meds at night, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Hold
so
we meds kinda, at night and meds in the morning.
That's right. Lots of meds. Tate. And Tate's great. I mean, these kids adjust to what they've been given. And nobody plans this.
Yeah.
Nobody plans this. And I mean, everybody's like, how was it? And I'm like, just for like retrospective for you guys, I mean, a heart transplant alone, you're looking at around $4.3 million. That's not including medication that is anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 a month. One pill, I think, that Tate takes is $9,000 a month. So that's just one.
Oh, my.
So everybody's like, you know, how do you do it? How do you do it? Between insurance and this radiothon, this is what this does. This, yeah, how the community shows up for these kids and these families and says, hey, we're here, you know, we're here to assist you in these, and you know, and a lot of people are like, where does it go? Who does it? This is who it goes to. When you see Tate, that's where your donations are going. When you see any family that says, we got to go to Primary Children's, or an accident happens, or they're born with, you know, like Tate's condition, half a heart, or they develop cancer, this is what you guys as a community are doing. You are showing up for these kids and these families, making it possible for our children to live and grow up and get the care that they need, because it's not all covered by insurance. It's not all taken care of. So
yeah,
this is why we do this every single year. Every year we get, wow, to come.
Well, we love having you in here.
Well, thanks.
Thank you so much. You tell the Primary Children's Hospital story so well. I'm curious, when you go out in public, Tate's like a celebrity. I would imagine that, yeah, that a lot of people.
I'm just Tate's mom, huh? That's what everybody says. They're like, you're Tate's, yeah, mom. And I'm like, I am Tate's mom.
Huh? Just want me finish.
Oh, sorry. Please go.
All right. And you know what?
What?
I'm a great kid.
You are a great kid.
You are a great kid.
You know what? We should all look in the mirror and say that every day, Tate.
What do you
You're
say
a good
every
example.
Day, what do you say to yourself? Just what?
Just keep swimming.
Yep. So what do we do?
Just like off Finding Nemo.
Just keep swimming because of Dory, huh?
Yeah, but Dory, it's my favorite.
I know.
Yeah. Well, so, thank you both
so
much.
Of course. We love doing it.
Appreciate it.